Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, we'll start with the last stop on the cuckoo car. I like being stuck in the middle, with the fish swimming between my legs and a lotus leaf sucking my breast as I track every footstep behind me. My head is twisted around the wrong way, with Buck on my left, who's always right, and the queen with her poop shovel always lagging behind. It's annoying when we don't trust the compass, marking our way through a starry glance in broad daylight. I don't quite fit in, but that's not important. If you're living between my legs, counting down the chakras from the bottom up, or completely turned around, it just doesn't make sense, but rather just sense it. And the space in between opens up, and your head's upside down. Stop counting. It doesn't work. It always works. Three on the left, three to the right, quarter to three. There's just no time to die today. I don't want to live between the reeds, always guessing who's hiding goldfish in my pocket. Left, left, wondering who's got time for games. It's boring. Just be real, right? Do you have any? I'm stuck between orange and blue, polarity pulled tight, and all my t-shirts are in the wash, desperately trying to call out my name, but I have none, no one, nothing makes sense anymore when it's all twisted around. I can't turn around, looking back, moving forward. The queen is dead, and I've lost my turn, losing poop in the shovel, when the shovel turns to dust, and all I can do is count, when I've lost all the numbers right between the eyes, one, two, all three of them, circling around my fingers. I'm waiting, falling asleep in my own footsteps, lost in the lotus leaf, tangled in a thousand petals, railroaded, no, gunned down by tiny Dutch children, scaring me to death. I can't move, frozen on the last step, the disembark. They're all so aggressive when they get on track off the train. It's gliding by, the last step. It's time. It is time. As the whistle blows, I turn my head around and get knocked between the eyes at 1 o'clock by the beak. Wham! Door slam open in my face, over and over and over and over and over. And over and over again, afraid of what, of must, of do, of the, of turn, of time, of tick, of talk, of hump, of splay, of splash, of dive, of dim, of dime, of done, of did, of dyke, of damn, of. It's just at that point I'm on the tip of, on the tip of, on the tip of, on the tip of, on the tip of. Some of my poems are more like character monologues. I like to get inside people's heads that we don't like to get inside. This poem is in this book I put together called Emissary, which is the name of the painting I did. So this one is called Spin Cap Bottle Boy. Drip, drab, and dry. The glow feels so inviting. The non-essential, I am non tonight. I don't feel special, just there, just fairy. Lick my lips with anticipation. Bang your head! I like the way you hang your arms. I like the way your shoulders bare. I like the way you slump your neck. I like the way my head spins. You're just so mediocre. It makes me crazy like a bat-wielding idiot. Let's smash that cat in the bag tonight. Ooh, you're just so merry. I'm feeling it. Yeah, exactly. Let's go back. Push the button. Flip the switch. Press back to the pad. Pop the pill. Pound the pillow. Let's lay limp for a while. Let's not speak. Let's just obey. Let's skin ourselves alive, okay? I like the way you don't listen. I like the way you heave. I like the way you shake and glisten. Don't breathe. And this one is a short story in a bar. He poured me a drink with a shy smile, not too sly, and said, "Call me Bubbles. Everybody does." And so I did. Thank you, Bubbles. You're very kind and handsome. He turned a three-quarter fake out, then looked at me with a shiny glimmer from the corner of his eye. "You remind me of something I flushed down the toilet this morning." I blushed. My mouth went dry, but the pit of my stomach flowered up with butterflies scratching at my heartstrings. I was in love. That was me, you ungrateful whore. And I flashed him my gold tooth come hither smile. He couldn't resist. My toothless grin, save for the lone gold nugget hanging in the middle. You entice me, he said breathlessly. So at $5, I shot back before he could finish. He knew I was witty, but didn't expect to feel my drink splash up in his face. It caught him by surprise, because that's exactly what I did. And people don't expect me to do what I do. I don't throw drinks in people's faces for a living. I fuck them for $5. Exactly. He quivered, his face all drippy and such, champagne bubbles bristling all over his skin, one drop turtling off his chin like a dingleberry ripe for the plucking. I lapped it up immediately with my tongue before he could look away in shame. I know you think I smell, I told him point blank, hot breath hitting his nostrils like a hurricane gorging his tight member under the bar. I've been to prison. And that's how I left him, begging to wash my hair with a cupcake. No words, no crumbs. Yeah. And this one is called Circle Jerk. He struts in pretty pink sandals like a pigeon on parade, begging for a glance or a pop of something or other, wishing he was a whore in high heels, being nothing in particular, just extraordinary, in his mind, which he lost on the way to somewhere, when he was picking at his pimples in a meth haze after a very hard night cleaning up the toilets, fighting doormen and bartenders like a starlet in heat. Everyone was laughing, everyone was there, and they all know him now, at least in his mind. He was somebody that night, as he struts in pretty pink sandals like a pigeon on parade, begging for a glance or a pop of something or other, wishing he was a whore in high heels, being nothing in particular, just extraordinary in his mind, which he lost on the way to somewhere after a very hard night cleaning up the toilets. One is called Ecstasy in a Bottle, which is going to appear in David Byrne's fanzine, which is what is called Issue Zero. Is that right? That was awesome. Yeah. Okay. Ecstasy in a Bottle. This is a love poem. Whenever you're around, you make me want to vomit. It feels so good, I get the shakes and hanker for a shit in my pajamas. Whenever you look at me, I quiver in a seizure, soaking my clothes with piss, foaming at the mouth. Oh, how you sting me with stingers. Whenever you touch me, my stomach starts to gurgle. I spin with hysteria, clamp down on my tongue, and fart out the cramp in my ass. My nectar of love is so drippy. Whenever you're with me, I taste a little puke in my mouth. It's ecstasy to swallow. And this one is Wandering Eye Through a Waterfall. He's desperate, railing on the long handle, wantonly fixated on fantasy. He's walking through corridors, wishing he was somewhere else, but drawn to the cracks in each doorway. He's scared, and he's dirty. Pumps from all the weight he's been pushing off his shoulders, squeezing out every last glimpse of what haunts him here. But he's here, staring through the corner of his eye that wants to be closed to who's here and who'll see. But he's wet and feels thirsty for more of this slight addiction that thrills and shatters the bone. That hard stroke of raw pleasure splashed in the forbidden. Finish with Source. Now that the final hour is here, I crumble, shaking down the trees, dusting off the shelves, buried in an avalanche of moments. I can't open books anymore. I let the birds flee in a wash of panic. I am frozen before my junk pile of history, moshed in a pit of disarray all around me. I wish I were clean of myself, a seed dipping its toe into the earth, but instead I am wilting, a faded flower plunging its head in a mess of limbs dropped after scorching itself with sunlight. Former glory now, left to dissolve in its own misery, a cannibal of karma devouring its fate. Or shall it just be devoured as it crumbles back into the bosom from whence it sprang unexpectedly?